Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. There are concerns for two young boys missing in the Carlisle area. The 3 and 8-year-olds were last seen on Conn Street around 8 o'clock this morning. Anyone who sees them is asked to stay with them and contact police immediately. Police and forensic officers are continuing to comb a Lansdale property in Perth North as they investigate the death of a woman. The 51-year-old's body was found around 9 o'clock last night. A 55-year-old man is under police guard in hospital. Detective Senior Sergeant Stephen Cleal says the circumstances surrounding the woman's death are yet to be determined.
We're investigating whether a weapon was used, yes, absolutely. Some items of significance have been seized from the house and being forensically examined.
The Reserve Bank has lifted the official cash rate by 25 basis points. It's now sitting at 3.1%, the highest level since the end of 2012. Westpac and NAB are the first of the big four banks to pass on the latest hike in full. In Sport West Aussie, Lance Morris is linking up with the Aussie Test side in Adelaide this afternoon ahead of Thursday's second test with the West Indies. He and Michael Neeser have been called up as possible replacements for skipper Pat Cummins, who's battling a quad complaint. And St Kilda star Max King is set to undergo surgery after injuring his shoulder at training. The club's football boss, Jeff Walsh, says the 22-year-old is set for a lengthy stint on the sidelines.
It was quite a significant incident. He was in a fair bit of pain.